sure got to be able to represent that T on your helmet.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Boys and girls, welcome to The Blitz today, live on Fan One Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. It is a beautiful morning outside, but really, ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful morning here inside the studio. What a powerhouse of a show we have planned for you today. I mean, I don't even know where to begin, Brandon. I don't know if we begin with the news that broke the internet last night.
No. I don't think that's where we start.
Then maybe is it one of the big NFL stories that's been happening over the last couple days?
No, I don't think that's where we start either.
All right, fine. Do we just talk about the return to sports for 2 hours and when it might hypothetically, theoretically come to be?
No.
All right, good. Because none of those were my plans either. Without any further ado, we start out our show today going back into the vaults of the Blitz history. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages around the world, put your hands together and make a round of noise. The one and only Filet-O-Fish, Weston Brown, is back on the Blitz. It is not via phone call. It's not via Skype or Zoom. It is live in person. I'm staring at your beautiful face right now. You look amazing. I'm so happy. Weston, you're here. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you. Glub, glub.
Hey.
What's up, Weston? What's up, Fish?
Not much. It is so exciting to be back today. I can see that even during the pandemic, nothing has changed. I'm on the boards today, as that I was not expecting to do, but for all time's sake, here I am.
Well, that's another story for later on in the show.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning, Chance? Oh, no. We didn't really give it a test run. We just kind of,
you know,
we just kind of wait. Hey, there he is.
Okay, great. Good morning.
Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we do.
How are you doing?
I'm terrific.
Glub, glub in the tub.
What's up?
What's up, Fish? It's good to hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you, too, even though you ghosted me when I told you happy birthday.
Oh.
Did I leave you on red?
You did. I had a nice Twitter happy birthday message and just no like. Only no reply.
Awkward.
Oh, man.
No like, Chance.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have a good excuse. It's not really an excuse, though. It's really what happened. So, you probably wound up at the time. I was doing the whole, like, liking everybody who, like, told me happy birthday on Facebook. Rick sent me a nice shout-out on Twitter. Thank you so much, Rick, for that. And I was doing all that. And then, you know, I was camping as well, and I was supposed to be disconnected. And around about that time, you know, the boss put the foot down and said, "Get off your phone. I don't care if you're telling people thank you. That's all I'm going to say."
It's okay. I'm just...
You know how it goes.
Busting you a little bit.
I know you're busting my chops, but thank you so much, Fish. I do appreciate it. And I'm glad you're back, man.
It's good to be back.
Chance, Charlie's absent this morning.
Yeah, I was wondering that too whenever Fish said he was running the board.
Yeah, we may try to give him a call on the air. Give him a wake-up call.
It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all.
Did he oversleep?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know, but if I had to guess, that's probably what happened.
Or
Charlie, if you're listening, better step your game up.
I don't think he is.
Or
he's definitely not listening.
He knew this town wasn't big enough for the two of us.
There's new fish in town.
I'm just kidding. I like Charlie a lot. I think he's doing a good job.
Charlie's all right. Are you good?
What Charlie would expect you to say, Fish. I like Charlie. He's doing a good job.
What?
It's the old battle captain move.
What the hell? What the hell have you done? And what is all of this?
All of this is my setup for today. All of this is my setup for today. I don't want to draw too much attention away, but here's an insight.
You've got a rat's nest attached to your headphones. A
literal bird's nest. Here's the deal. My headphones weren't working this morning, so I've spent the last 5 minutes or so trying to figure it out. And the only kind of conclusion that I came to was that there is this 80-foot-long aux cord.
Yeah, I don't think that's what that's for.
And so it's been bundled. Well, I have to use it for right now. I just got it. Good morning, Chance. This is the first time I've been able to hear from you today. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great, Rick.
Good. I am thrilled.
Good to hear from you. I
am thrilled we have you back in house today.
Yeah, it was a good couple days off. It was good. It was good, though. You know, I had a good birthday, nice relaxation time. Feel refreshed now, ready to get back to it.
Hey, well, that is good to hear, man. Well, I want to hear some of those stories, and at the very least, me and Brandon and Chuck got into a conversation yesterday, and you were a big part of it, the whole camping scene. So maybe we'll get into that soon. So okay. Wanted to go back to yesterday real quick. So you Brandon called me at like 3 p.m. yesterday and was like, "Hey, just okay. So you know, Fish is going to come in and he's going to be on the show tomorrow." I'm like, "What? Like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, he's just going to call in at a certain time." And you were like, "No. He's here. He's in town. He wants to come be a part of the show." So what are you doing in town?
My mother is actually getting married tomorrow. So we've been in since Monday. And we will probably be leaving sometime this weekend. I was going to send it in our old group text and ask. And I was like, I don't really want to text invite myself. I didn't call Chance because he ghosted me.
So there was a little bit of grudge there.
I didn't call Rick because he's ADD. So I went with the most responsible one with Brandon.
Thank you.
That's the safest choice because immediately Brandon did, you know, contact the rest of us to share the information.
That's the best choice. You know, I'm not going to lie. Good job you reached out, Brandon.
Yeah, it really was to make the moves happen.
I'm excited for the show today.
I am too, man. We have...
And breaking news, we have received word from Charles.
Oh, okay.
He is alive and well. He's awake.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little worried.
I wasn't worried. I knew he was alive. I saw him go home.
I saw a few of those text messages last night. And let me...
Did you say you saw him go home?
Yeah, I saw him go home.
The plot thickens.
What do you mean?
Like, were you out with him last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Charles. Say it ain't so, Charles.
Oh,
I know. And Chance, you just, I mean, there is more to the story that will keep you interested for hours. Guaranteed. But that's good that you saw him on the way home. I'm going to be honest. Like, I saw his text messages last night, but I'm very careful not to use the word I read. His text messages last
Red,
night because
Red,
they weren't English necessarily.
Red would not have been.
You could put the syllables together, but they don't make actual words and sentences. So I saw the text messages come through.
It was a good time.
Hey, I know it was, and I can't wait to hear about it. But, Brandon, you're right. We got a great show today. We will start the show off today, I got to be honest, talking about the news that broke the internet last night with Tennessee, with Moose, with the Tennessee football account, with Barstool, with Big Cat, with Coach Duggs, all of that and more. That's how we're starting off our show today. So if you saw this happen last night on the Twitter machine or on the website or anything else like that, and you're a little bit confused, let me tell you right now, two truths. One, Jeremy Pruitt is still your head coach, okay? Let it be known. There's a lot of people who are very confused. They're saying, is Jeremy Pruitt not our head coach anymore? No, he is. All right, we're just having some fun. But then number two, not just a video game, more than a video game. Guys, we got so much to talk about today, and I can't wait to get into it. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and catch our first break of the day right now. 865-546-8200. That is your number to call in. In case you want to talk with us about anything going on right now, or you just want to get a chance to talk to the fish, go ahead and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are wide open right now. We'll take our break right here. Come back on this side and then get in to the big news of the day. Tennessee football has found its next head coach. We'll tell you who it is and all about him coming up next right here on the Blitz Fan Run Radio. Down bar, all right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz, 1017 AM. Rick, Brandon, Weston, and Chance hanging out with you right now as we are making our way through the beginning of the show. Chancellor? Chancellor, you knew this one was coming right off the bat. You knew Whitney was coming, and then this one. I mean, this is the classic.
I was honestly surprised we didn't get Paula Abdul. I know it's coming at some point today, but
yeah, sure.
I thought Paula was going to be the first one, and I was going to be like Tom Cruise when he was on Oprah, jumping on my couch. I thought it was coming. I was like, man, Charlie, you better take notice. Take notice, Charles. Brandon showed up today, and he was with you.
Well,
and then you got the Flay of Fish, the old throwback, the old X, coming here playing bangers like Neon Moon, and I Want to Know.
You can probably write down like my 10 bumpers that I'll probably play.
Ricky, you got to do the thing where you hit the pause on the TV.
It's a good call.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Well, so Fish, I would also like to expect Paula later, and hopefully a really good Flay of Fish story.
I'm working on it. I have dug my brain for 24 hours. I might have peaked with the stories. I might have burned them out. I'm trying to think, and there's
the
definitely
Fish jumped the shark.
There's definitely not been any, you know, since the quarantine. I mean, there's not too many stories I can tell about on my couch. So.
Well, there are a few questions that I have for you about what you've told us during the quarantine when you've kept up with us. So I do have a few questions about how some things went.
Okay.
Maybe that can transition into a fishtail. We'll see how it goes. So we're going to talk about this guy?
Yeah, so Brandon, if you would look right behind you, mm-hmm. over both of our shoulders, you can see this on the Periscope, which if you're not looking at the Periscope right now, head over to the Periscope. It's on the Twitter and Facebook accounts, but yeah, Brandon, if you look right behind us here, we're both wearing our orange in support today. This guy right here, he made big news yesterday.
Yeah, it was all anybody was talking about last night.
It really was. So,
I'll be honest, I kind of felt like a boomer there for a little bit. I didn't know what was going on. I had to have somebody explain it to me.
I think a lot of people did. But like it also kind of seemed to me like this story, and maybe it's just because it got locally big here last night, but it really feels like it took new heights last night. I mean, I had tuned in for this Twitch stream at some point, kind of when he was still playing the game. It was sometime in the third or fourth quarter. And all of a sudden, like, you get all these accounts start to really interact. Patrick Mahomes is tweeting at the account, and, you know, Tennessee Twitter and SEC Twitter and all these different things. And this was, it was almost as if it was a real life sports game last night. The way that people were treating about it, the way that people were talking about it and reacting afterwards, it really was like it was almost a live sporting event and like a legitimate live coaching carousel all just happened in the span of like 15 minutes, maybe.
So you didn't know about Coach Doug's, Brandon?
Not before last night, no.
Brandon, I didn't know either, and I was like, whoa. What the hell? Did we really hire another coach at first? And then I was like, I saw like the Barstool stuff and everything else, but I didn't know at first.
So here's, I guess, the full story, but a little bit shortened down. So if you're not familiar, Barstool and one of their hosts, Big Cat, is basically streaming this video game, right? NCAA 14 football, and
He now goes by Big Tennessee.
Oh, really? I thought they already had a Big Tennessee. Did he get the boot? Were they like, hey, man, you had the nickname, but it's like when a great player wants to come to your team, right? It's like, hey, I know you have number 10, but they want to be number 10. So can we move it over, please? Can you find a new one? But so, okay, Big Tennessee, because that's a much better name. So essentially, right, he's just kind of created this character, the character of Coach Doug's. And in the game, you can progress through these seasons. You can progress throughout your career and everything like that. So last night, I guess he's playing for Texas Tech. Coach Doug's is the head coach of Texas Tech. They're playing the Aggies in the Cotton Bowl. And then right afterwards, he announces that on the Twitch, he's going to do a big coaching carousel. Right? And immediately, I was following this on Twitter, and I was thinking to myself, okay, well, maybe this will be good. And then I saw the Tennessee football account tweeted out, right? So now I thought to myself, okay, well, this must be, you know, a big thing. Like, this is huge. And then, you know, he goes through the whole charade, and it's a fantastic job just making it big, puts on the suit and tie, puts on all that kind of stuff, and then eventually plays Rocky Top. And the internet exploded. The internet went so crazy. You had all these people tweeting about, you know, Coach Doug's to Tennessee. What a move. What a national powerhouse. John Reed. John went out and made maybe the best video he's ever made right there in front of General Neyland at 11:30 p.m. last night. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Had you kept up with any of the, like, history of this guy, Rick?
No.
So, I guess I'm the resident expert on Coach Doug's here.
Love it. We needed one.
So, he started out at Toledo.
Okay.
His first job as offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And I didn't really watch much of it. I kept up with it.
Sure.
You know, just following Big Cat. And I watched him at Toledo. He had, like, a pretty good first season. I want to say he went, like, 12-1 and went to a pretty big bowl game. After that, he got the offensive coordinator job at Florida State.
Uh-huh.
And all these jobs, he's pretty much lost one game. At Florida State, I believe, he went like 12-1, finished in the top five. Then he got an offensive coordinator job, basically a lateral move, went to USC, and finished number two there. And then he got his first head coaching job at Texas Tech.
That was Reckon.
That was his first head coaching job. And I'd kept up, you know, watched the first few Texas Tech games.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of sped through this season. Like, I didn't keep up after like 7 or 8 games, and I figured there was still a week out before, you know, the coaching carousel, and I was busy hanging out with family and stuff, so I didn't know about this at all last night, even though I'd kept up with it. And I got on Twitter about, I don't know, 11:30 midnight, and was shocked to see this. It was such a cool surprise to keep up with. I wish I would have been part of the carousel and watched it live, but it's been fun.
It is, and I think that, you know, there's obviously so much to talk about with the video game itself and with all that kind of stuff, but, I mean, let's even take a step back from there, right? Because I think, obviously you're going to have your part of the audience or your part of the listeners that don't care about the video game, right? They'll look at this situation, they'll just be like, oh, man, you know, this is ridiculous. Why would a proud program like Tennessee ever do anything like this? I saw a tweet from somebody yesterday, and I want to find it because it really was that good. This guy said, a proud program getting exited off of a video game coach. Whoever runs the football Twitter account should be fired first thing tomorrow morning. What a bunch of losers, okay? If that's your take on this, what a bunch of losers. Because here's what's going on that you may not understand if you don't like this. The internet is a powerful thing in today's culture, right? in 2020 in the sports world for youth. The internet is one of the most powerful things you can have. So even just to have something like this for Tennessee, I think is huge, right? It's anything to help build your brand, right? Make Tennessee more of a recognizable name. Because if you had taken this a year ago, right, Tennessee is just Tennessee. But now, look where Tennessee is. Okay, well, everyone knows how crazy of a season they had last year. And everyone knows that they've been having the recruiting season of this decade for Tennessee. And everybody knows, you know, this and this that's going on. And now you have ESPN and Barstool and all these people tweeting about Tennessee and wanting to have Tennessee on their pages. I mean, that's just huge exposure. You don't think these top 100 ESPN players follow Barstool, follow these big accounts? Big Cat has a million followers. You don't think that Tennessee's not going to get great exposure with the youth of today through that? If you don't want to follow the video game, that's perfectly okay. But look, this is good for Tennessee football in the long run. Now, I don't know if I can go ahead and say exactly how, but man, just the exposure for Tennessee and for the brand and for the internet culture and really for Vol Twitter as well. All great things.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see. I don't like this guy looking over my shoulder.
You don't like him?
No.
Right, well, he's staring you directly in the eyes, Weston.
He sure is. I didn't notice that, but yeah, he really is.
I mean, he is looking what right at you.
I'm interested to see how good he's going to do with this team because, you know, on the simulations, like the last three seasons of Tennessee have been like 4-8, 3-9, 4-8.
No.
Yeah, uh-oh. So he is.
Who was our coach before that? Before Coach Duggs.
Well, it was Computer Butch Jones, and then they fired him, and then it was somebody else that was even worse. And so, yeah.
Oh, we fired Computer Butch Jones for somebody even worse?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to know the NCAA 14 algorithm to how they're keeping Butch Jones at Tennessee or how they're firing him? You think they needed some kind of big Twitter revolution for them to fire Butch in NCAA?
No, it was probably a lot easier than what actually happened.
Yeah.
This just in from the Vol Network. I don't know if you guys saw this. Vol calls tonight on the river with Coach Duggs. Mark.
You're kidding.
Oh, he's going to love
you. You are absolutely kidding. Who tweeted that?
At Vol Network, the official Twitter handle at Vol Network just tweeted out. Like I said, there's no better way to start day one on Rocky Top with at Coach Duggs. Vol calls on the river.
That is amazing, and I love how Knoxville in Tennessee like is playing into it. It's like a great wrestling story, right? It's like we know that this is not all real, but who the hell says you can't have a little bit of fun with it? Who the hell says that Vol Network can't tweet out Vol calls on the river with Coach Duggs tonight? Just because that's fun.
As much fun as it is, when do we start the fire Coach Duggs movement?
Oh, I see. That's what he may not realize.
Well, we're still in the honeymoon stage, Chance.
If he starts losing, Vol Twitter will be his worst nightmare.
Yeah.
We will revolt. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Shout out to John Reed. That was a pretty good hype video. John's back. It's pretty good.
Coach Duggs retweeted him.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not the peak point of exposure, I don't know what is. If that doesn't tell you right now that if you haven't seen the video, go to John Reed's Twitter and go find it. I don't know what will.
Have you guys looked at the Coach Duggs like real life lookalike?
No.
There's a guy that Big Cat randomly found. I don't know if he tweeted into Big Cat or Big Cat found him somewhere else. But he is the human version of Coach Duggs, and they do promo videos with him and have him go stand in front of the stadiums of, you know, places he plays. And, I mean, the bald head, mustache, big beefy boy. he is the real-life version. You guys got to look this up.
Now, we definitely will have to. A stereotypical football guy, if you will.
Huh?
Oh, really?
I mean, is Coach Duggs a football guy?
I don't know, Brain. What does that tell you right there? Does that scream football guy?
Kind of looks like Jim Chaney. Kind of looks like Jim Chaney with a little. Jim Chaney had just a little mustache.
Yeah.
It kind of looks
just
like Jim
little,
Chaney.
Just a little penciled-in mustache. Yeah. I can see it right there. So either way.
Did anybody like me think that it was a play on Jim Chaney at first when they first saw it? I'm not going to lie. I'll say it. I don't know if anybody else wants to say it, but that's what I thought at first when I first saw it. You know, I was like, did they hire another, like, you know, another coach on staff? And I was like, oh, it's just somebody making fun of Jim Chaney.
I don't know if I think luckily enough I was watching it live and I could start to unfold, but I can totally imagine, Chance, that you are not alone in the boat on that one. I can totally imagine it. Even to our Fox Sports Knoxville article that we posted on Twitter, somebody had a couple good replies of just funny tweets and funny jokes that way. But hey, at the end of the day, it's pretty much all it is. It's just joke. It's just having a little bit of fun here in this in the time of quarantine. So we'll keep up with it a little bit just because, hey, it's fun. And what else are we going to do? But don't worry. Don't worry, you crazy people out there. It's not real. What the hell was that? .  Back here on the Blitz, 10:35 a.m. Rick, Brandon, Chance, and Weston hanging out with you as we are rolling through right now. And speaking of coaches, and specifically speaking of coaches at the University of Tennessee, Brandon, you were telling me that there was something really interesting that was maybe going to be a little controversial, or it was maybe going to be a little something in terms of the Tennessee coaches.
Well, CBS Sports put out their – they do this every year about this time.
Sure.
Their Power Five coaches, where they rank all 65 Power Five plus Notre Dame coaches.
Stupid Notre Dame.
So, here we go. Obviously, we won't go through the whole list. And so far, this I think they put this out either yesterday or – this morning.
Can
but
I
they,
guess
they only,
the number one?
Yeah. Actually, no, you can't. Because they've only done 65 through 26. So the top 25 will be coming later.
Oh, okay. So essentially, well, then I don't know why we're talking about this. I would imagine Jeremy Pruitt's not on this list. I would imagine that he is overall number one. So.
Okay, sheep.
I'm going to set. Can I set an over or under?
Sure.
I'm going to. I have it. I haven't looked at this article. I'm going to go 35.
I was going to go 34.
Chance?
34.
Chance, do you have a guess?
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, what numbers did you say were released again? The entire countdown.
Yeah, so it's 65 through 26. Fish says 35. Rick says 34.
I'll say he is top 30.
All right.
So we can't. Okay.
So you're... You're all a little high, just a little high. Some names of interest. Sam Pittman at Arkansas is last on the list.
Okay.
Derek Mason at 60. He dropped 7 spots. But Big Germ.
All right, here we go.
Big Germ.
Baldy boy.
Comes in at number 38. So you're very close.
Fish wins.
Number 38, up 14 spots from last year. He was 52 last year. And this is what the team at CBS wrote about Big Germ. Well, this should help fill radio airtime for a few weeks. Pruitt finishes one spot higher than...
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
At number 39...
Oh, no.
Greg Schiano.
I want winners.
You're kidding.
No.
Hold on. You're really telling me that they have Schiano at 39 and Pruitt at 38, huh?
Yep.
They had to do that on purpose.
Oh, my God. That might fill up a little bit of radio time. All right, continue, though. You said there's more?
Yes. They say, if not for a Tennessee fan revolt in Knoxville after word leaked they were hiring Schiano, Pruitt wouldn't be there. I'm sure I won't hear about this ranking in my mentions for the next decade. I had Pruitt at number 27 myself. That's Tom Fornelli that wrote it. And he made a nice climb after ending the season with 6 straight wins, yada, yada, yada.
I love when people go full kayfabe, you know, on the whole, Well, I couldn't put him any lower because I think my mentions are going to be filled up enough already.
Another key component of that, too, you talk about Greg Schiano, but just following six spots under Big Germ is former Tennessee coach Jeff Brohm.
Wait, where is Brohm?
Number 44.
I'm right, sure well, you can...
Former Tennessee coach Jeff Brohm.
Yeah.
There's also...
I'm glad to know that Tennessee came out on top out of our other candidates.
Another candidate that was... He never took the job, but he was very close. He was very close. Dave Doran at 49, NC State. some other names of interest.
What about old Gundy? Gundy was some serious talks for him.
Lane Kiffin comes in at 35 on the list at Ole Miss. Justin Wilcox at 33 at Cal. Former VFL Justin Wilcox.
Yeah.
Also VFL Dave Clawson at Wake Forest. Chance, our guy Herm Edwards, he makes the top 30.
Fighting Herm Edwards. Wow, we haven't had a Fighting Herm Edwards reference in a long time.
He's at 30. Chance, Mike Norvell, they've got him at 29.
Respect.
Mike Leach at 27, Mississippi State.
Also former Tennessee head coach.
Yeah.
I look forward to sharing the first of many beers with you, John. David Cutcliffe at 26, VFL, and that's where the list ends.
All right, so the names behind Pruitt didn't impress me. The names, the last few that you did read did, but can I be honest?
Hmm. Sure.
Tell me if I'm being biased. I'm going to try to hold all bias or as much as I can, but realistically, 38?
Are you, okay, so...
I think this is tough because it, on one hand,
Tom Herman is overrated in this list.
Where is he?
He's at what, 28?
28.
See, I think
Texas.
Give Pruitt that spot.
I understand he's at Texas, but he has not fulfilled expectations. Texas is not back.
No.
Well, see, I've got a few problems. Like, I think Pruitt's probably better than Dave Clawson. It's just Pruitt's had 2 years. Clawson's been at Wake Forest for like six going on seven years now. Scott Satterfield, that's to be determined. I got no problem with Kiffin. Chip Kelly's at 36. I don't really get
one. I would rather a Jeremy Pruitt team right now.
Listen to this. Chip Kelly dropped 22 spots from last year. He was 14 last year. God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a serious fall from grace.
People wanted him
so bad. God, they did.
Losing that shine.
Well, can you imagine?
Can we go back?
If Florida had gotten him?
Yeah, can we go back?
We would have had Mullen.
Reminisce for a second.
We would have had Mullen.
I don't know. Who knows how things would have worked out? I mean, you wouldn't have had Fulmer.
Yeah, and that's one of the. I mean, I think we'll look back at that for a long time.
And I mean, who knows at that point? Like think of all the chain of events that could have changed. Had all that not happened,
probably wouldn't have Barnes.
That's where I was going. Would Curry have been able to keep Barnes from going to UCLA? I don't know.
Would Forbes be our coach?
Forbes, I guess yeah, because that would have been before he had gone to
Wake.
To Wake.
John Curry hired him.
Wow. Yeah. You might be right. You might be onto something on that one. We might have gone for Steve Forbes a lot earlier. But I don't know. I think my whole thing with the Pruitt thing is, all right, if you want to put him back in the deep 30s because of the beginning of last season, you got to see him start out a season. I get it, man. But I think that if you can finish the season the way that Tennessee did, I think if you look at the intangibles that Pruitt had and that team had, I think if you look at the recruiting setup right now, the brand presence and the brand awareness that Tennessee has right now, this guy is leading our football program. And I don't think you can convince me that there are 30 coaches that are leading their programs better than Pruitt right now.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe it's around there, but and again, maybe I am biased. Obviously, I am biased, but I don't take into consideration those first two games. I think if you look at every and I, And I get what I'm doing here. And I get that it's not fair. But if I'm looking at week three on from last year, more positives than negative?
Yeah, but there was a lot of negative in those first 2 weeks. A lot.
I know. It's even like tightening my chest right now just to skip over it, because it's the real life. Like, you can't. That was a part of it. But I just think that when you hit rock bottom there, the amount of ground that he's covered since then, and the way that the program is projected or trending, I don't know if there's 30 guys I would rather have right now. Maybe he's on the outskirts of the top 30, whatever. But
well, I don't know. I think that's a different question, because when you get down to it, like now, then, like at the time that Pruitt was hired, yeah, there were probably a bunch of guys that I would have taken over Pruitt.
Yeah.
But now that he's here, there's probably – I mean, there's still – probably 15 or so guys, and probably more.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That just kind of like, at least for me, that's my case for him being in the top 30. Because I think that 38 is maybe a little high, but, you know, whatever. It's just an article. I won't argue it too much. But for me, at least, he's in the top 30 because of that. Because there's probably 20 definitive coaches that, and I'm just assuming here, I'm just estimating. There's probably 20 or so coaches that you would definitely rather trade. And then I would say there's maybe 10 that you could have a conversation about. Maybe you decided to go with Kiffin over Pruitt in the end or whatever, but I think that he is in that conversation of, you know, those guys right there. The guys that you listed from 26 to 30, I think I could have an intelligent conversation about Pruitt, you know, in comparison to any of those guys. And at least hold my own for a little while. So I put him in the top 30, but one spot above Shiano, huh? They really did that. They really did that to us.
Yeah. At least it wasn't the other way around. That would have got people mad. If they wanted clicks, that's what they should have done.
More at the Blitz right after this. All right, gentlemen, back here on the Blitz 1050 AM. I didn't even realize it was that late. Let's go right over these phone lines. Get a call from one of our favorites. Always love when you call in. God, we were just telling Weston about the time that Charlie called you D'Arbaugh in our group text. And so I almost said that right now. Good morning, D'Arbaugh. Welcome to the Blitz. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. So I was a peak boomer last night because I had no idea who that Ducks guy was. I knew he wasn't real.
Yeah.
I guess peak boomer would be like Titansville actually thinking we did get a new coach and then wondering where Doug was this fall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then in the fall when he doesn't see Doug on the sideline, he won't know what happened to the new coach. But I figured out, don't tweet who the heck is that, H-E-L-L, because I put my phone down, had about 50-something notifications.
Oh, no.
People just thinking I'm an idiot for not knowing
who this
guy is.
And that's the crazy thing is, too, like, you know how many of us did not know that this was going on before, like, 10:30, 10:45 p.m. last night? Like, I had heard Coach Doug's name before, like, maybe once or twice, but really didn't get catch on until everyone else did.
Yeah, I saw the original tweet where he said Tennessee, Georgia, and I can't remember who the other, Cal.
Yes.
Was looking at him. I was like, man, this guy's hot. What is he talking about? and then went back, and then... And thing is, guys, I play a lot of video games, but I've never heard of it.
Well, that's the game. I mean, NCAA Football 14 is one of the all-time greats. But the thing that really got me was just kind of after I got home from work last night, scrolling through Twitter, and I saw that the Tennessee football account had tweeted out something like, "We will be watching the Cotton Bowl tonight with great intrigue," or something like that. And I was like, Cotton Bowl? Like, what could they possibly be talking about? Knowing that, hey, they're doing some kind of joke, it is some kind of, you know, pro wrestling gimmick, if you will, and then it ended up just being a total goldmine.
Yeah, I did say that about the Cotton Bowl too, and I just thought, you know, these people working for Twitter, working at home, are really just screwing up or day drinking or something, because I had no idea what was going on. You know, that list, guys, that's out there, do you think that's like what they've done as a head coach or projections, or maybe even they're playing to the fact like what Pruitt's done as a coordinator? Because unfortunately, you look at it, what Shiano's done as a head coach is better than Pruitt as far as, you know, winning at Rutgers in the past.
Sure. I think that's an interesting thought. Is it combining past experience?
Let me see if they explained anything.
It says, regarding the criteria used to rank the coaches, there is none specifically. There is a highly subjective exercise based on what each voter believes makes a great coach. Winning record, recruiting chops, up-and-coming talent, leading to a wide range of results. So I think it's kind of just an open-ended question. Just kind of, you know, because I think the whole thing is obviously supposed to lead to conversation. So, you know, where do you want to take that conversation? Do you want to take it into, you know, hey, how much does your past experience weigh into who you are now? Or is it like a Pruitt situation where, man, you're building something from nothing and this is kind of your first time going through it? And that's why, you know, there's a level of respect given for that.
Yeah, and a lot of it's situational, too, because, like, Cutcliffe being at Duke, I mean, we know he's an awesome coach, but in the end, he is at Duke. So the wins and losses aren't going to show as much as somebody that's at a bigger program.
Right. Let's see. Another one, like Scott Frost in Nebraska. I don't know. I feel like he's a little high. I feel like Nebraska's not been that great.
Where was Herman at?
Tom Herman, he was at 28 at Texas.
Oh, yeah. Mike Chant said he's so overrated. That's probably what got him up there. It makes you wonder where Pruitt would have been before this last 3 weeks of recruiting, honestly.
Hey, that's a really good point as well, right? If you were 38 and, you know, when they do say that this is all subjective, like you – I mean, none of these people who voted have been living under a rock, and they all know what Tennessee's been doing. And I got to imagine that some people are riding that momentum. And I even kind of wonder if riding that momentum gave them more votes, which does make you wonder where he was before that. And then again, to anybody who says he's 38 or below, like, I do challenge that. I think that
he maybe should be higher, like you say, riding the momentum of the win streak at the end of the season, and then you look at what Tennessee's done in recruiting through all this. I thought he'd be maybe top 25.
I don't know. I'm interested to see who's on the top 25.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm sure they'll probably have that out probably later today or tomorrow, if I had to guess.
One of the big monkeys that Pruitt's got to get off his back, do you think that can kind of be put to rest a little bit if he comes out and really just has a strong opening to this season? And I'm not even saying like you got to go and win the, you know, multiple of those big games, but you just have a competent start to this season, because ultimately, like, that's what a lot of people still kind of point to as one of the big negatives is we all still remember the beginning of the season, right? The team was not ready to begin a football season. Do you think that he can kind of get a little bit of forgiveness with the start from this year?
If he starts,
it just has a competent start, where the wheels don't just fall off.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is not lose to Furman.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. We thought it was all going to be easy last year. You just don't got to lose to Georgia State and everything will be fine. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You never know. I never know with these things.
Yeah, he's going to have to do something like that, because you see a lot of opposing fan bases on Twitter. Like, the one thing they always go back to is that Georgia State game. So, I mean, unfortunately, yeah, I'm going to be worried about Furman this year.
Yeah, and I think that's right. Like, I think that's a rightful thought, and I think that, you know, you're certainly not alone. We're all kind of with you, but I think as soon as he does that, that should be good. Hey, D.R. Vol, anything else on the way out?
That's it, Fish. Good to hear you back on air. See you guys.
Thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate that as always. We'll be looking forward to hearing your call next. But it looks like we're right up against the end of the first hour. It's been a fun one, and it's only going to get better in hour number two. So don't go anywhere. This is The Blitz on Fan On Radio. Hour two coming up next.